Penguin Audio presents What Happened to Goodbye by Sarah Dessen. Read by Meredith Hagner. Chapter 1. The table was sticky. There was a cloudy smudge on my water glass, and we'd been seated for 10 minutes with no sign of a waitress. Still, I knew what my dad would say. By this point, it was part of the routine. "Well, I gotta tell you, I see potential here." He was looking around as he said this, taking in the decor. Luna Blue was described on the menu as contemporary Italian and old-fashioned good, but from what I could tell from the few minutes we'd been there, the latter claim was questionable. First, it was 12:30 on a weekday, and we were one of only two tables in the place. Second, I'd just noticed a good quarter inch of dust on the plastic plant that was beside our table. But my dad had to be an optimist. It was his job. Now, I looked across at him as he studied the menu, his brow furrowed. He needed glasses, but had stopped wearing them after losing 3 pairs in a row, so now he just squinted a lot. On anyone else, this might have looked strange, but on my dad, it just added to his charm. "They have calamari and guac," he said, reaching up to push his hair back from his eyes. "This is a first. Guess we have to order both." "Yum," I said as a waitress sporting lambskin boots and a miniskirt walked past, not even giving us a glance. My dad followed her with his eyes, then shifted his gaze to me. I could tell he was wondering, as he always did when we made our various escapes, if I was upset with him. I wasn't. Sure, it was always jarring, up and leaving everything again, but it all came down to how you looked at it. Think earth-shattering, life-ruining change, and you're done. But cast it as a duo.